For years, I traveled home every Thanksgiving a single man. I would arrive and be offered a seat at the fold-out card table where the children sat, while all the married couples ate at the dining room table. And then I met Gary, and believed my dreams had finally been answered. Until we attempted to plan our first Thanksgiving with each other's parents, I opted not to warn Gary about my family's holiday eccentricities. He could figure them all out on his own. By noon on Tuesday, my Ozarks mother, already on her second pot of Folgers, began telling Gary an elaborate tale about how the Jews, rather than the pilgrims, were the first to celebrate Thanksgiving. I saw on TV that the French onions that top our green bean casserole today were actually invented by the Durkee Steins, but they had to drop Stein out of fear for their lives, kind of like Sacagawea, whose original name was Sacagawea. So we're really celebrating a Jewish holiday, like Hanukkah. Gary looked at me. I simply smiled. He tried to turn his attention to the TV, but my father, who was already on his second glass of wine, which had taken 20 minutes to trickle out of the box, was screaming at the stock ticker on CNBC and the radar on the Weather Channel. I stood up, rather enjoying this chaos, and dribbled myself a glass of wine, realizing the day might fly faster if I were very, very drunk. I turned to find Gary standing shell-shocked in the middle of my parents' kitchen, just out of view from them. "I'm sorry," I said, feeling immediately guilty. "My mother will settle down once she switches from coffee to wine." "That's not it," he said, and began pointing. I followed his finger up to the top of our refrigerator where our Thanksgiving turkey sat. It had been sitting out, unthawed and fully stuffed, for 5 hours now. "We're going to die," Gary mouthed slowly. He motioned for me to head upstairs, gesturing wildly, as if he'd just found a bomb in the cargo hold of the plane and was trying not to tip off the hijackers. "First of all, has anyone here in the country ever heard that a stuffed turkey is not supposed to sit out at room temperature all day? Second of all, I like my stuffing cooked in a separate tin so it gets crisp on top. I will gag if I have to eat soft stuffing. And third, yes, there's more. Is anyone even going to be sober enough to actually serve our dinner?" Now, this ticked me off. In fact, I was beginning to miss the way things used to be. Sitting at the kids' card table, sleeping on the bad couch, everything. And so I said, like a fifth grader, "I guarantee my parents' Thanksgiving dinner will kick your parents' dinner's butt." Gary did not speak to me the rest of our first Thanksgiving. The one and only noise he made was an audible gagging sound at dinner. But my payback was swift. I quickly learned that every dish Gary's mother made required only three ingredients: sugar, Velveeta, or Jell-O. I learned dinner was always at noon, meaning Gary's mom started cooking at 3 a.m. And I learned everything was prepared to meet the complete and utter satisfaction of the grandkids, all other guests be darned. Still, there had always been one Thanksgiving tradition that pulled me through all those years at the children's table. Marshmallows were always melted on top of the sweet potatoes. Until today. When I saw the casserole dish go into the oven without the marshmallows, Gary's mother froze after seeing my face, absolutely panicked. "The grandkids don't like marshmallows," Gary whispered. I wanted to go ballistic. Instead, I did the only thing I could. I barred myself in the guest bath until I could regain my sanity. "All righty, mister, pull yourself together," I thought. I wanted my marshmallows. I was near my breaking point. Since there was no booze in the house, I was close to drinking the rubbing alcohol out of the bathroom just to get a buzz. And then out of nowhere, it hit me. I and both of our families were freaking out because we were all afraid of a little holiday change. There came a knock on the door. I put my head to the crack in the frame and heard Gary's voice speaking very calmly, like presidents do when they announce we're going to war. "She's adding the marshmallows," he said. We were all finally seated at the table as a family. I felt good. And then out of nowhere, the bomb dropped. "What's on the sweet potatoes?" a grandkid asked. No one said a word. "What is this?" the other one asked, picking up the ladle and then slapping it back down. "Marshmallows," I said. "Gross!" they screamed at the same time. "That is so gay!" Time stopped. Thanksgiving was officially ruined. I would never be asked back. Gary and I would forever eat Swanson's TV dinners alone at home now on Thanksgivings. But in the blink of an eye, a holiday miracle occurred. Someone farted. So loudly, in fact, that all of our water glasses, as well as the cornucopia platter holding the turkey, actually vibrated. Everyone started laughing, and just like that, our Thanksgiving was saved.